my wife passed away a while back in 2009, and so we want to try to keep giving her spirit. That, you know, she was the nicest, kindest person, totally opposite of me. But she saw this homeless lady one time. She drove around all over, got a bag of groceries, had them in her car until she found the lady again. And so that's the kind of lady she was.
I always tell everyone she was the tiniest person, but she had the biggest heart. Loved to help anyone, you know, just impacting people in little ways.
Everything that she taught us in life was to do onto others as you would want them to do onto you. So, yeah, she would make little gestures for people she didn't even know every single day. And I find myself doing that, and I'm glad that I was blessed to have someone to instill that kind of thing in my life.
Vicki Zimmer was the rock of the family, the support for her football coach husband, being there for her three kids, and helping keep the family going. Her tragic passing at the age of 50 in October 2009 left a giant hole in the Zimmer family. But 7 years later, her legacy and reach continues on.
There's a little something special in her that's in all of us. And, you know, every day I think of something that she taught me or taught me to do. And, you know, it's just great to honor her this way. You know, we miss her a lot, but I'm glad we can carry on her spirit.
Last spring, the Vikings head coach and his kids started the Mike Zimmer Foundation to help keep his late wife's spirit alive by creating opportunities for the youth of today.
Well, what we'd like to do is give scholarships to underprivileged kids, and really in Minnesota, but we've already given a $10,000 scholarship to my dad's high school where he coached, and then we've donated some money to Flint, Michigan, to the water crisis there. But we really want to concentrate on Minnesota and try and help these kids to achieve their goals, really.
All she wanted to do was help people, you know. Anything she could do to help anybody, she was very giving. And a lot of that I see in Corey now. Corey has a lot of that same quality in her.
To continue to raise awareness and funds, the head coach hosted an autograph session this summer in Eden Prairie that brought in nearly $10,000 for the foundation. It gives the Zimmer family a chance to spread the message on their work and gives Zimmer a chance to meet Viking fans.
It was a great cause. I know a lot of people have lost their spouse, being an older person. And I know it's tough, and I know anything you could do to continue that memory would be pretty special.
Actually, it was a lot of fun. I got to meet a lot of the fans. You know, you run in, you find out how strong the Viking fan base is and what passionate fans they are.
In its first year, the foundation has already raised thousands to give back into the community through scholarships, football camps, and student programs. It's a passion for the entire family and something Mike and his three kids can do together to remember the woman who did so much for them.
Well, it's great for us because, you know, we started all this so that we could keep Vicki's name alive, keep her spirit and her memory alive, and do good things with it. And that's what we really want to try and do is help kids in Minnesota particularly. And, you know, I think this is a great way to do both of those things.